When I was growing up, my parents always insisted that I had to get a degree. These days, I still find it difficult to find the time, money, and courses to satisfy that expectation. In the previous episodes, I have discovered that studying online can solve many of these issues. Now it's time to find out all about these short courses. To help answer my questions, I spoke to Gavin Olifir and Busiswe Ramekwe from Digital Campus. I've always had a slightly negative perception on short courses and didn't think they held the same prestige as a full degree. But as the world is changing, I've noticed a slight shift in this thinking. So I asked Busiswe if it was a common misconception.
Short online courses have not always been popular. A lot of parents, as you say, have said, get a degree. But the world is changing. A lot of things are changing. A lot of people now want to study to work. They don't have 3 years to study, then look for a job. It's hard enough getting a job right now.
Yeah.
People need to be work ready today.
Busiswe continues explaining the benefits of short courses.
A short program allows them to do that. It allows them to be ready today, and it allows them to work and study. So they get to study all these things, but also have a practical sense of it in the workplace. And you find that a lot of millennials, which are making much of today's workforce, get into the workplace fresh out of university. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to communicate effectively. They don't know the right tools to use when communicating, and they're stuck. They've got the degree. They've got all the education, but they don't know how to use it. And short courses help them do this. It helps them get ready right now for the business world.
Often I find that when I go looking for something online, I get overwhelmed by the choices and options available. Could finding the right course be this difficult? I pitched this concern to Gavin.
The internet has really, you know, broken down barriers. You've got access to the internet. You can study at a university in Russia, you could study at a university in Scandinavia, or you could study at a university back home in South Africa. So there is no more reason and no more obstacles in your way to study. I think in the South African context, you certainly want to be knowing that you are studying with an accredited institution. So do your homework would be my advice to the listeners.
So what worked for previous generations might not work today in this fast-paced digital world. Perhaps taking your studies online is the way of the future. It's easier, cheaper, more accessible, and quicker, and you can find a short course to fit your needs. For more information, visit digitalcampus.co.za and follow this podcast on cliffcentral.com.